You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The deadline is May 30th. If Brown County, the City of Green Bay, and C. Rice can't come to an agreement on where to move the coal piles currently sitting on prime real estate in the downtown area, that whole project could lose a $15 million state grant. To that end, representatives from the city, the county, and C. Rice met recently to discuss two new proposals being put forward by the county. Details of the proposals haven't been released. Studies conducted on the area show that the land where the coal piles currently sit could support $150 million in new development for the area. Brown County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Buckley said he's optimistic that something can be done by the deadline. 53-year-old Rodney D. Franklin of Oshkosh is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 73-year-old Keith Rice Camp on November 24th of last year. Rice Camp's body was found dead behind a residence on East Doty Street in Neenah. Charges were filed in Winnebago County Court Thursday, and a $500,000 cash bond was set for Franklin. He'll make his next court appearance on June 9th for a preliminary hearing. The U.S. District Court in Massachusetts issued a preliminary injunction yesterday to stop the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. The injunction restricts the administration from implementing mass layoffs and transferring management of federal student loans and special education outside of the Department of Education. The court order also requires the department to reinstate federal employees who were relieved of their duties as part of the Trump efforts. Wisconsin was part of the coalition of states who brought the case against Trump's executive order and its subsequent actions. At the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin is paused, at least for now. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed.
The Menominee Indian School District in Keshena receives a $700,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction for a charter school that focuses on immersing students in the Menominee language. The DPI announced nearly $10 million in federal subgrants to Wisconsin schools this week to support planning, opening, and the expansion of charter schools. Brown County Sheriff's officials took to Facebook once again to warn residents about the deputy scam. Scammers are using the names of actual Brown County deputies in an attempt to scare victims into giving them money. Officials say they will never call or text you demanding money for citations or warrants, and they will also never ask for cryptocurrency, gift cards, or prepaid debit cards for payment for citations. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Tony Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. Wisconsin has seen a substantial drop in fatal drug overdoses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports Wisconsin is among six states and the District of Columbia to see the total number of year-to-year overdose deaths drop by more than 35%. The biggest drop was in West Virginia, which saw a 44% decline. Only Nevada and South Dakota saw increases in fatal overdoses. Overall, total total U.S. overdose deaths dropped by 30,000, a 27% decrease, which the CDC says is the largest one-year decline ever recorded. If you want to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to plan ahead. According to a press release, holiday weekends over the summer can be some of the busiest times at state parks throughout the year. Residents visiting the parks may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. The City of Appleton and Outagamie County Veterans Groups are readying for the Appleton Memorial Day Parade and Moment of Remembrance Ceremony Monday, May 26th, to honor the brave United States service members who made the ultimate sacrifice to defend American rights and freedoms. The parade draws hundreds of participants and thousands of spectators to Appleton every year. The parade will start at 9 a.m. Monday on the corner of College Avenue and Appleton Street. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.